Kate Steinle's killer could be deported or he could face new charges. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. A jury in San Francisco has acquitted an illegal immigrant of murder and manslaughter, convicting him on weapons charges, and the case might not be over. Fox's Rachel Sutherland reports from Washington.
Chris, the Justice Department is weighing federal charges against Jose Inez Garcia Zarate after he was found not guilty of murdering Kate Steinle on a San Francisco pier.
We will prosecute this to the fullest extent available on the law.
Spokesperson Sarah Isger Flores didn't go into specific charges. She says sanctuary cities are partly to blame.
Refusing to work with immigration authorities and putting criminal aliens back on the streets.
Attorneys for Garcia Zarate argued the shooting was an accident. He'd been deported five times before and returned to the United States. Chris.
Rachel, President Trump's been tweeting about the verdict, blaming Kate Steinle's death on what he calls the weakly protected Obama border. He's also tweeting about the Senate Republican tax plan, saying it keeps getting better and better, with changes being made to get more Republicans to vote yes. Fox's Chad Pergram.
Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, let the Senate out. They'll try again to finish this at some point, but they don't have any bill text at this hour. And that's why Susan Collins, the Republican senator from Maine, when I asked her about this late at night, she said this process is, quote, inelegant.
There are Republicans opposed to how much these tax cuts might raise the deficit, despite promises from supporters that that money will be made up by increased productivity. In Pyongyang, North Korea, tens of thousands of people at a rally celebrating their country's latest missile tests. In light of those tests, Hawaii is reinstating a system to warn people of any impending nuclear strike, testing a new tone in its siren warning system today to be played after the long, steady siren they use for tsunamis and other natural disasters. A half hour to the opening bell on Wall Street. Dow futures down just a couple of points. Stocks overseas are mixed. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
A Kansas City, Missouri man's charged with murdering his wife. His 7-year-old daughter told the school counselor she'd found a dead body with lots of blood and a stab on the back and didn't want to be next. She said her father had been acting weird and drinking. Police found the girl's mother dead, covered with carpet and plastic sheets. More kids are ending up in foster care.
For the fourth year in a row, the Department of Health and Human Services says substance abuse by parents is a major factor in the increase of kids in foster care. The HHS says it counted 437,500 children as of September 30, 2016. Parental substance abuse a factor in 34% of the 2016 cases where a child was removed from a home, up from 32% a year earlier. About 92,000 children were removed from homes because at least one parent had a drug abuse issue. The peak number, 524,000 children in 2002. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
To a patient's tattooed instructions count as official medical directives. Fox's Tanya J. Power reports that's the case getting attention in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Emergency room doctors at a University of Miami hospital faced a dilemma when an unconscious 70-year-old man came in and had a tattoo that said, "Do not resuscitate," across his chest. At first, they began life-saving efforts on him, but tattooed "Do not resuscitate" requests aren't considered valid by the Florida Department of Health, and they couldn't immediately locate the man's family members. Ethics consultants advised the doctors that the tattoo likely represented the man's wish and should be honored. They eventually found an official written copy of the man's DNR, and he died without further life-saving efforts. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There's word President Trump could announce next week the United States recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, but he's expected to hold off announcing whether he'll move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. That's complicated by Palestinians wanting Jerusalem as capital of any future Palestinian state. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
It's 8:05 at News Radio 1620, FM 92.3, 65 degrees, mostly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. Time to check traffic. Here's Jenna Scott.
Well, we are still seeing some slowdowns on Davis Highway in the north and southbound lane at Oliverd, so continue to use caution here. Pensacola Boulevard, stop-and-go traffic until you get to the interstate in that southbound lane, and Pine Forest Road also showing some delays heading toward the interstate entrance. If you do come across any other problems on the road, you can always give me a call on the traffic hotline at 262-6111. I'll have your next traffic update at 8:15. I'm Jenna Scott, News Radio 1620, FM 92.3.
Is he or isn't he? There are reports that President Trump will visit Pensacola a week from today. The visit, if it happens, would come just 4 days before the Alabama special election. The White House so far not saying if the visit's connected or if there is even a visit scheduled. Pensacola Bay Center officials telling the Pensacola News Journal they are not aware of any plans for a Trump visit as yet. They say a hockey game is scheduled for the center that day. Four projects submitted for BP oil spill money have gotten support from the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. They are Northwest Center for Dynamic Ocean Technologies at the Port of Pensacola, the Escambia County School Board's Workforce Development Program, the University of West Florida's Innovation Network Project, and the Bluffs Corridor Beck's Lake Road segment. Todd Thompson is the Chamber's Vice President of Public Affairs and says this is not the only opportunity for funding or for Chamber support.
This is going to be a long process. It'll last a number of years. So any project that has been submitted and that will be submitted in the future, we will still look at and consider supporting.
Chamber saying the projects chosen because they would improve the quality of life and create jobs. The road to Fort Pickens reopens tomorrow morning at 9. Worst of the damage from Hurricane Nate repaired. Gulf Islands National Seashore spokesman Brent Everett says they're also ready to get the Fort Pickens campground back in business.
This weekend it will be first come, first serve. It does take us a little while to get our reservation system going again. So Saturday and Sunday will be first come, first serve. And then on Monday we'll start up with reservations again. And those who have reservations for December 4th or later, those reservations will be honored, and we're excited to welcome them back to the park.
Everett also says you can still get an annual pass at the current rates before the end of December. The admission fees go up January 1. A man in custody in what Santa Rosa sheriff's deputies call a strange case. Man identified as 37-year-old Dennis Schibler arrived at the substation in Navarre with an elderly man in the car, saying he told deputies he wanted something done with him. The arrest report says Schibler told them the unidentified 90-year-old robbed him, but Sergeant Rich Alloy says a further investigation found quite the opposite.
The older gentleman, unfortunately, was robbed. He was forced to take money out of a safe. He was shot at. Fortunately, he wasn't struck, and he was battered. He was hit several times over his body and ultimately handcuffed and brought up to the sheriff's office.
Schibler's facing multiple charges of deadly weapon assault, elder abuse, and resisting arrest. And the plot thickens. The flight schedule at Tallahassee International today, fueling rumors that Florida State head football coach Jimbo Fisher may be headed for Texas A&M. FlightAware.com listing a plane leaving at noon today for College Station, Texas. That plane owned by a company whose chairman and CEO is a member of the Texas A&M Board of Regents. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Be careful as you're heading out once again for your morning commute, as there is a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. for all counties with the exception of Walton County. It'll be a nice day as we'll hold on to some cloud coverage, also seeing some sunshine. High temperatures will be climbing into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Caitlin Wright from the Channel 3 First Warning Weather Center.
It's 8:09. Our next news at 8:30 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 1620, FM 92.3.
Andrew McKay has the Pensacola Morning News. News Radio 1620, FM 92.3. Good morning, Pensacola.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Christmas,
Christmas,
my God. My boys love Alvin and the Chipmunks. Even the new ones that I find a little bit not my favorites.
Not as big of a fan of the new ones.
No, the new ones. But they love it. They don't care. They're kids, you know. Dangle something shiny in front of them, and they're excited about it. 8:10 here on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. Is he or isn't he coming? Nobody seems to know. I think the answer is maybe he'll come, but I just don't think it'll be to the Bay Center. Or they're going to have to reschedule the Ice Flyers game for that Friday. I mean, how do you say to somebody at the AP, look, we're going to come to the Bay Center, but don't quote me. I'll be on the record, but, you know, you can't identify me or anything like that, when they haven't even talked to the Bay Center people about this. It's either false or it's amateur hour, one way or the other. I don't know which it is exactly, but And the whole theory going about President Trump coming here, if he does next Friday night, is this is his way of campaigning for Roy Moore without actually going into Alabama, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that he wouldn't. Really? I mean, you think he thinks about it that way? It just seems unlikely to me. If he wants to campaign for Roy Moore, I don't think President Trump is going to stay out of Alabama. I think he would go to Mobile. He's had a lot of big events in Mobile, and why wouldn't he? We'll see. I'm just saying it all doesn't make sense to me, especially given the totality of the facts. And I don't think we're going to have it outside. But, you know, like I said, you never know. Anything could happen. Things could change in a week. 811 News Radio, 1620 FM 92.3. A couple of significant topics yesterday at the county commission meeting. One of them was Jeff Bergosh, the new chairman of the county commission for Escambia. He put forward this proposal to kind of figure out a way to shuffle some more money into the sheriff's department. And there's a lot of aspects to it. Jim Little's got a good story on it in the PNJ this morning. What I thought was really interesting was to listen to some of the things that Eric Haynes had to say yesterday morning at the agenda review session when he was talking about these projects and the possibility of them all. And it was just a very odd engagement, because at first they kind of got him up there to talk about, give his opinion about, you know, what do you think about some of this stuff? And eventually it started to sound a little bit like a negotiation, and Eric's like, hey, I didn't come in here for a negotiation. You know, you just asked me for my, but I think, you know, I really do think that Jeff Bergosh, they're trying to come up with a solution of some sort. I'm just not sure that any of this works exactly. But let me let you hear some of what Eric Haynes, the chief deputy over administration for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, had to say about this yesterday. Particularly, the first thing was about the use of the law enforcement trust funds and, you know, why there should be no connection between LET funds and salaries for the deputies.
The other thing is that we cannot use LET fund. We're not by statute allowed to project those out. So that's kind of out the window. And Commissioner Berry already said you can't use end of year funds returning in your projections of the budget. And that's what we're being asked to do.
Okay.
So they're not recurring funds. We're throwing our hat on a tax that may or may not happen. This doesn't look like it's anything to us.
Excuse me, I played the wrong clip, but that was essentially his response to the whole package of proposals by Jeff Bergosh, that none of this seems to work. You can't count on projections for returning money. That's the every year, you know, various agencies return money to the county commission if they do. You can't count on that. The non-recurring, you can't count on the LET funds. All that's kind of what he was getting at, that there was nothing in that that really made any sense to them. Then particularly on the question of why you don't want deputies getting any kind of pay benefit out of the drug seizure money, the LET funds.
The sheriff is diametrically opposed to there being any incentive for deputies to seize forfeiture money, knowing that somehow it affects them positively. That is one of the many reasons why he decides to disperse the money amongst nonprofits.
Did you catch that? It's kind of brilliant, but obvious when you think about it. You don't want deputies getting a percentage of their pay coming from the drug seizure money that they take while they're out on the streets, right? And by take, I mean that they seize, right? And I don't mean like take some illicit thing, but that's obvious. If you connect their pay to drug seizure money, it's no different than connecting their pay or bonuses to speed trap enforcement or something like that. And that's a really good point. What about the school resource officers? Now, there was a lot of back and forth on this between Eric and the county commission. And I think Eric might have somewhat, I mean, I agree with his analysis. I also think he wasn't hearing some of what they were thinking they were able to solve. There was a little bit of a miscommunication. But I thought that some of the things that he clarified about both the school resource officer program and about the court security program, both of which they have one cut back on, one cut out entirely at external security. This is interesting to me. This is new information that I did not have before.
School resource was not cut due to a lack of funding. The money was there. Half of it came from the school board. School resource was cut, as was traffic and several other areas, because we don't have enough independently trained deputies because of the retention issue. And if we keep losing, where I now have 70 deputies positions that are filled with some stage of training, then we will have to cut more from those so I have people to go on the road. And that is where this giant gap, apparently, of misunderstanding is coming.
And I shouldn't say new information. I mean, we did know this, but it's a good reframe of the issue, because the thinking is, if we can just shove more money in, then that solves it, like we can pay for these school resource officers. But that's not the point. The point is, if you can't have competitive pay, then the officers are leaving the department, and that's why you don't have enough bodies, even if, like with court security, it's 100% paid for, you just don't have the bodies for it.
Let me try to put it in a different way. We were 100% funded on the court security deputy positions. We had to get rid of it because we don't have the deputies to do it. It is not the level of funding or the percentage of funding. It was 100% funded. We had to get rid of $600,000 out of our budget because we couldn't fill the positions for over 2 years. That's what the issue is. So we can talk about a percentage of this or a percentage of that. If we got rid of school resource officers completely, it would not help the situation that we have. It is a downward decline in the number of deputies that are trained and ready to go on the road, and a slowing of our attrition rate.
It's good to just understand the nature of the problem, really. So a lot of the discussion yesterday, I don't think that Jeff Bergosh's proposal went very far, but you never know. I mean, we'll see. You never know what might happen in the future, especially when the governor basically says, hey, keep working on it. We're not quite ready to rule on this yet. 8:16 on News Radio 1620 and FM 92.3. Naval Aviation Museum has a really cool event coming up next week. We'll have Sterling Gilliam on to talk about that in just a moment. Right now, traffic on the fives with Jenna Scott.
Well, we are still seeing some slowdowns on Davis Highway in the north and southbound lane at Olive Road. 9 Mile Road, slow moving westbound, heading toward the interstate entrance. Pine Forest Road, southbound, heading toward the interstate, is moving smoothly. And if you do come across any problems on the road, you can always give me a call on the traffic hotline at 262-6111. I'll have your next traffic update at 8:25. I'm Jenna Scott, News Radio 1620, FM 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Check out these great events happening this week around Pensacola. Tis the season for Christmas parades, including the annual lighted boat parade starting this Saturday evening at 6:30 from Little Sabine. Then the fireworks from Quiet Water Beach at 7. St. Christopher's Episcopal Church sponsors its annual Caravan of Arts and Crafts. This Friday and Saturday, more than 40 vendors, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. both days. Get your event mentioned by emailing news at newsradio1620.com.
As we go through the week, we're constantly aware of the news, local, national, or a world away. Every Sunday morning between 7 and 8 a.m., we look at how the news and events that surround us impacts the church and our spiritual lives. This is Nick Stewart, inviting you to join me each Sunday morning for And It Came to Pass, The News and the Church. It's live, and we welcome your calls and texts to join the conversation. And It Came to Pass, 7 till 8 a.m. Sundays on News Radio 1620, FM 92.3.
What's going on, guys? Jordan Glass here from Sports Call. You also know me from Afternoon Traffic. Just want to say Merry Christmas on behalf of everyone here at News Radio 1620 FM 92.3.
The Pensacola Expert Panel is your radio gateway to all things Pensacola. Join Wendy Summers every weekday morning between 9 and 11 when she hosts her panel of pep talk lifestyle experts on gardening, law, financial planning, health, wellness, pets, and more. It's as local gets. The Pensacola Expert Panel with Wendy, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 1620, FM 92.3.
All right, I don't mean to ruin your Friday morning, but McDonald's is temporarily discontinuing buttermilk crispy tenders.
No!
Just...
That's the only thing I like at McDonald's right now.
I hate to throw that out there for you, but yeah, the supply issue, they're super popular.
They are. They're actually good. I tried them. I was like, wow, I'm going to get these.
I don't remember what chicken tastes like at McDonald's. It's been so long since I ordered one there, but you know, McNuggets are... not the reason I go to McDonald's. Let me put it gently that way. But they're supposed to get them back in. But, you know, if you go and they don't have them, and now you know why. And just I want to be the bearer of pre-bad news so that you don't get there and you're like, well, what am I going to eat now? It's not like they serve hamburgers.
I thought this was going to be a good day.
Sorry about that, Davis. 820 on News Radio 1620 and FM 92.3. In just a moment, we'll talk to retired Captain Sterling Gillum. He is the director of the Naval Aviation Museum. Before that, headlines with Mark Jacobs.
President Trump says the not guilty verdict in the trial of an illegal immigrant charged with killing a San Francisco woman is disgraceful. Trump blasting the verdict in a tweet. Jose Garcia Zarate found not guilty of second-degree murder in the July shooting of Kate Steinle in 2015. The Senate suspending debate on the tax bill as Republicans scramble to get the votes they need to pass it. Senate GOP leaders making some last-minute changes won't vote on it until at least tomorrow. A man shows up at the sheriff's office claiming he was robbed, but winds up in jail instead. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says 37-year-old Dennis Schibler appeared Wednesday at the Navarre substation, accompanied by a 90-year-old man with a black eye. Schibler saying the 90-year-old had robbed him, but when deputies investigated, they say it was the other way around.
I'm pretty sure that if you show up at a police station saying a 90-year-old man robs you, it's probably not going to go your way. I just think in general, that's a sort of basic life advice I would give. 821 on News Radio 1620, FM 92.3. Sterling Gillum, Captain Retired, is joining us now. He is the director of the Naval Aviation Museum. Sterling, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.
It's okay for me to still call you sir, right, even though I'm not in the military? Just a habit.
Feel free.
So you guys have a thing coming up next week. It is Pearl Harbor next Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. And you're going to, which is such important, tragic, painful, you know, moment to remember in our history, long before certainly either of us were around. But still, what's the Naval Aviation Museum doing next week?
Well, we have our World War II remembrance held on that fateful day, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. And it's designed to not only commemorate Pearl Harbor Day, but the World War II generation, the entire, that great conflict won by our greatest generation. Last year we had 33 World War II veterans there. We're very excited about this year. We have the Tate High School Band. Our MC is going to be award-winning radio personality Brent Lane. We're excited about that.
Never
Tate
heard
High
of
School
him.
Band,
never heard of him. Who is this again? This Brent fellow, who is this?
And it's really, really been a great event for us, and it's probably our biggest event of the year, and certainly the most moving event. As the World War II ranks thin out, we've started to focus on the children of World War II veterans, and we're very, very excited that this year our keynote speaker will be Clint Studer. His father served as an enlisted man in submarines in World War II, and no service such as submarine service in World War II. That was a really, really tough duty.
Yeah.
But we're excited to have Quint talk about his experiences as a son of a World War II veteran. And Quint, being such a wonderful role model in service and stewardship, traits clearly imbued into him by his father. So we're excited about that and just the whole piece in general. It should be a wonderful morning. It's 10 o'clock Thursday morning, December 7th. As a reminder, if you don't hold the Department of Defense ID card, we ask that you use the back gate, the Blue Angel gate, to get here for the 10 o'clock start.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful, wonderful event. Of course, for people who don't get the joke, I mean, Brent and I are really good friends. He hosts our sister station, The Morning Show, on Cat Pack on 98.7. But, yeah, so that sounds, I mean, it's wonderful. I love the way, and I love your transition to the first generation, the children of those people who served in World War II. As the director of the museum, I just got to tell you, I was really impressed. It's a little thing, and I made a deal about it on the show, but you, I guess, were the one who had made the decision. decision, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought it was really a touching thing when the Blue Angels did their change of command ceremony, and you had one side of the number one jet with Popeye Doyle's name on it, and the other side with Boss Bernanke's name on it. I just thought that was a great touch. You know, you guys always do stuff like that, but that was a neat first time I think you did that.
Well, I am impressed that you picked up on that, Andrew, and thank you for the compliment. But remember, in addition to the 900,000 civilians we put through the front door, and we love each and every patron that comes here, this is a Department of the Navy museum. And so one of the stories that we want to tell is the active duty story. And the Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, Pensacola is their home. They're our family. And we were honored that they had their change of command in our Blue Angel atrium. So it was only appropriate to put the incoming and outgoing CO's names on the side of the airplanes. We have a change of command today, actually, a squadron that's on detachment from Naval Air Station Whidbey Island is flying some flights out of the base, but they just, timing being, they had their change of command today, and they're going to do it in our Hangar Bay 1 in front of the EA-6B Prowler, which they used to fly. And we have the CO, the outgoing CO and the incoming CO's name on that airplane as well.
Oh, very cool. Well, that's going on to what time is that at today?
That is at noon today.
At noon. Oh, very. See, there's always different stuff going on at the museum. New displays
there
all the time.
There is plenty of stuff going on. There's always something going on at this museum, and we're thrilled that so many people come and visit. It's just a great experience. These events, such as the Blue Angel Change of Command, it's open to the public.
Yep.
Sure, there are family and friends that are there for that specific event, but if you just happen to be a tourist and you just happen to have the good fortune of showing up at 2 o'clock on 12 November, you would run smack in the middle of the Blue Angel Change of Command.
Wonderful. Well, Sterling, you have been a great caretaker of the great trust that has been bequeathed to you as the director of the Naval Aviation Museum. We appreciate all the work that you put in, appreciate your service, of course, and look forward to seeing you on Pearl Harbor Day next Thursday. Thanks so much for the time, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. 827 here on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. Jenna Scott has traffic for you.
Well, Highway 90 looking good, as well as Highway 29. The interstate is clear on 10 and 110. And if you do come across any problems on the road, you can always give me a call on the traffic hotline at 2626-111. I'll have your next traffic update at 8:35. I'm Jenna Scott, News Radio 1620 FM 92.3.
The beautiful view and drive down Scenic Highway includes everyone's favorite shiny diner, Scenic 90 Cafe. With an old-school diner feel, Scenic 90 Cafe offers breakfast all day long with traditional Southern and home-style cooking, plus over 25 different vegetable selections, a full lunch and dinner menu, an array of desserts, and more. Stop in today at Scenic 90 Cafe, located at 701 Scenic Highway. For more information, visit scenic90cafe.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Wendy Summers with the Pensacola Expert Panel. May the countdown to Christmas begin. It's December 1st. We heal with Dr. Neil at 9, and then it's Frisky Friday. At 10 o'clock, John Robinson and Julia Carney with Escambia County Animal Shelter will be in with some adorable, adoptable pets. And then, of course, we talk about really fun weekend things going on as well. Get connected with Gulf Power online. Check out mygulfpower.com. It's easier to find what you need, including the new My Account area to view your bill and energy use. You can also find energy-saving tips and information on programs and services that will best fit your life. Visit mygulfpower.com today.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the
doesn't it make you happy? Doesn't it just make you calm? It's absolutely wonderful. Hey, a story that we did not get to earlier in the week, but had on my list maybe yesterday or the day before, is that there's been an excavation where they think that because they've been doing some work on the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, and they've kind of opened the tomb for the first time in a long time, and they've been doing some work to restore, and they basically have done some, I guess, you know, radiometric dating, some age dating on some of the, like, stucco or something that they think would have been in that tomb area that would basically dated back to when Constantine discovered it or discovered the site and then built around it. And they say that it dates to AD 345, the mortar samples taken from there date to AD 345. Now, here's the thing about this. That verifies the historical story. That verifies that Constantine sort of identified that site. I just think that as a religious person, you want to be cautious about jumping too much up and down any direction on when science purports to verify or disverify. Believe it on other grounds. Don't be too eager to believe it on these particular grounds. That's my only word of cautionary advice. Although I guess it is exciting news for some people. Mark, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
A presidential visit to Pensacola? Well, perhaps so, perhaps not. Coming up after Fox News.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The president's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, is to be charged with lying to the FBI. The court scheduled a plea hearing for Flynn at 10:30 this morning before a U.S. district judge at a D.C. federal courthouse. Flynn, who was fired after just 24 days on the job, was one of the first Trump associates to come under fire in the federal probe into possible collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Debate's not over yet, but the GOP tax reform bill picking up more key votes. Senator Steve Daines calling it
a historic moment for our nation. It's been 31 years since we've had comprehensive tax reform and tax cuts. These moments come along but once in a generation.
On Fox and Friends First, another yes vote, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Fox News. We report, you decide.
It's 8:31 at News Radio 1620, FM 92.3, 66 degrees, partly sunny now in Pensacola. I'm Mark Jacobs. We've been telling you this morning there are reports that President Trump will visit Pensacola next Friday. The visit would come just 4 days before the Alabama special election, but thus far the White House isn't saying if there is a trip or if the two events are related. Pensacola Bay Center officials telling the Pensacola News Journal they are not aware of any plans for a Trump visit. And a hockey game is scheduled that day anyway. A Santa Rosa County man accused of kidnapping a woman, sexually assaulting her, and threatening to kill her. Authorities say Charles Eddins was arrested this week after the victim convinced him to drop her off at work where she contacted deputies. She claims that she was at work when Eddins jumped out of the bushes and forced her into the car. Earlier in the day, Eddins reportedly threatened to kill her and her family and burned down her home and car. People who've had their identities stolen or compromised should not have to pay a fee to freeze their credit. The state's chief financial officer calling for a change that can keep victims from paying for a key element at protecting their identity. Currently, each credit reporting agency is allowed to charge up to $10 for a credit freeze. CFO Jimmy Petronas says that's wrong, that someone should have to pay for something that's not their fault. He's teaming up with Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam.
I'm on the financial services side. He's on the consumer services side. We're doing this jointly in order to try to protect our citizens and make it easier for them to protect their credit.
The legislature is set to take up the proposal in January. Students and staff at Ensley Elementary present a check to help pets find homes. The check for over $1,500 presented to the Pensacola Humane Society from their Pennies for Pets collection. Regina Smolensky, an 18-year teacher at Ensley Elementary, has been coordinating the drive for 10 years.
And then also to teach them, you know, that there's animals out there. You know, they don't have a voice, and they don't have any homes. So they're helping provide them with those things by donating their money to the Pensacola Humane Society.
$15,000 has been collected for the Pensacola Humane Society over the past 10 years from Ensley Elementary's Pennies for Pets collection. A Milton man is facing charges after he allegedly killed a puppy. An incident report says 21-year-old Liam Malik Johnson was watching his girlfriend's dog and told her that the dog had a seizure earlier in the day and he couldn't wake it up, so he decided to put the dog in a hot shower. The victim telling Santa Rosa County Sheriff's deputies when she got home, she found the puppy under a blanket, unresponsive, and when she uncovered the dog, found large burn marks on its side. She rushed that puppy to the hospital where it had to be euthanized because of its injuries. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Be careful as you're heading out once again for your morning commute, as there is a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. for all counties with the exception of Walton County. It'll be a nice day as we'll hold on to some cloud coverage, also seeing some sunshine. High temperatures will be climbing into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Caitlin Wright from the Channel 3 First Warning Weather Center.
It's 8:35 now. Time to check traffic. Here's Jenna Scott.
Well, the 3 Mile Bridge looking good, as well as Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. The interstate also clear on 10 and 110. If you do come across any problems on the road, you can always give me a call on the traffic hotline at 262-6111. This all brought to you by Discover Card, which alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members, and you can sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations do apply, and I'll have your next traffic update at 845. I'm Jenna Scott, News Radio 1620 FM 92.3.
Pensacola thrives on our local businesses for growth and prosperity. News Radio 1620 FM 92.3 would like to recognize our local businesses each month. Go to newsradio1620.com and sign up your office to win a catered lunch for up to 15 people from Denny's, America's Diner. Picture your coworkers smiling during lunch with Denny's delicious mouth-watering handcrafted burgers or even pancakes for lunch. Register your business at newsradio1620.com. We'll pick one winner during the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay for a free catered lunch from Denny's, America's Diner. Good luck!
Your money now. The markets are open, and right now the Dow is down about 17 points at 24,251. The NASDAQ also down about 18 points, 68.56, and the S&P 500 also down by just about a point and a half so far this morning at 26.46. Car sales for November due out today. Auto industry analysts forecasting sales at an annualized rate of 17.6 million, down a half million from October. Domestic sales expected to come in at 13.7 million. Drugstore chain CVS closing in on acquiring health insurer Aetna for more than $65 billion. Bloomberg reports it's a deal that could reshape the pharmacy and health insurance industries. An announcement could come as soon as Monday. Jeep producing a hybrid version of the popular Wrangler in 2020. Mike Manley, the head of the Jeep and Ram brands at Fiat Chrysler, made that announcement after the company unveiled the newly redesigned Wrangler. It'll be in showrooms early next year. Our next news at 9 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 1620, FM 92.3.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community, whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers. The Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports. Subscribe now at gulfbreezenews.com.
If you're looking for local news, then you found it, because we're your only local news radio. Every 30 minutes, all day. News Radio 1620, FM 92.3.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
837, News Radio 1620, FM 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Happy Friday. Are you ready for it? It's just one more day before the weekend, before all the football. All day tonight. All day tomorrow. I mean, you got parades all day tomorrow, and somehow Davis and I are going to have to force ourselves to figure out how to do three parades, Gulf Breeze at 10, Navarre at 1, and then Milton at 6, and still watch all these football games.
Hey, man, if there's a will, there's a way.
We will figure it out. We will definitely figure it out, or else something unspecified vague threats to the universe. 8:38, Julio Diaz, he is always on with us on Friday morning. He helps us understand the movies and know what's worth watching and what's not worth watching. Julio, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Okay, so in the category of worst titles, because who can ever remember exactly what the title is, you guys watched Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Am I right?
Yes, that's right. There are actually no wide release movies this week, so there's a couple. You kind of have to dig for indie movies and art house movies and what's playing where. There's three movies that have opened in the area, but they're each playing at one theater.
Oh my goodness! Okay, so why is that? Why no big movies this week?
I think that this time of year there tends to be a little bit of a lull after you get some big releases at Thanksgiving week. You tend to get a little bit of breathing room after those, and then we have a little thing called Star Wars coming up in 2 weeks.
Never heard of it.
I think that the thought amongst the other studios as well, they've just had these two big movies drop in Justice League and Coco, and they want to kind of steer clear of the after effects. Of course, Justice League hasn't quite done as well as was hoped. But although it very, very well, you know, more than $500 million worldwide is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, it's sad. So. It's sad when a movie underachieves at $500 million, right?
Yeah, and it's going to end up over $800 million by the time it's done. It's only been out 2 weeks. All this negative Nelly on the box office draw of that movie is just because the expectations were so outlandish to begin with.
All right, so this the movie about Missouri, which again the name is always a little bit of a challenge.
I think the easy thing to do is just to shorthand this and call it Three Billboards.
Three billboards.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people are doing. And I think you need to get used to hearing that because you are going to hear the name of this movie many, 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 many times between now and when the Oscars come out.
All right.
This is a fantastic film, just driven by some powerhouse performances that you are going to be hearing about through award season. It really is one of the best films of the year by far. Just, you know, really driven by a trio of performances from Frances McDormand, Woody Harrelson, and Sam Rockwell, who are all outstanding in this movie.
What is the plot? What is the premise of the movie? Because with such a weird title, I wonder, you know, obviously you wonder what the plot is going to be.
You have a woman, an older woman, who's, of course, played by Frances McDormand. They're living in, everyone lives in this small town in fictional small town in Missouri, I should point out. The woman's daughter has been raped and murdered, and it's been months, and there have been no leads and no, seemingly from her viewpoint, no action in solving the case. And so she purchases three billboards that are set up in a row near her home. And puts up billboards taking the police to task for, and in particular the chief of police, who's played by Woody Harrelson, to task for their lack of action in solving her daughter's murder.
Huh.
That doesn't sound like the feel-good premise of all time, and it really isn't. That being said, this movie is actually really funny. It is a black comedy to be sure, but it is the funniest movie about despair that you will ever see.
Interesting. Well, you know, obviously
yeah,
there's some of those.
Yeah, it really is. There's just a dichotomy there, and it really is driven on these very real characters that are really brought to life. And every character in the movie, there's no one-dimensional character in the movie, no matter how small the role. But and I only say this because there are things like this set in the movie. That's not a slide on Peter Dinklage, who's in the film.
Got it. I understand. That's funny. All right. You said there were a couple of other ones that were getting released here, but they're kind of finally coming here. What were the other ones that we're getting this week? Even if they're smaller offerings.
So you've got three billboards is at our AMC Bayou 15, where we do our movie clubs every week. I did notice that a movie a lot of people have been asking about, which is The Man Who Invented Christmas, which is a story of Charles Dickens writing A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Is opening up at AMC Classic, Pensacola 10, which is the theater up on 9 Mile Road. I know that there have been a lot of people who have been interested in seeing that, and that's another film that's gotten some pretty great reviews. So you can check that out up there, or there's actually at over at the W Street Theater a sequel to a movie that I've never even heard of. apparently there is a Spanish animated movie called Tad Jones. About some kind of blundering archaeologist hero.
Okay.
And there's now a sequel to that that you can catch at W Street.
Tad, the Lost Explorer and the Secret of King Midas? Is that the one?
Yeah, and apparently that's not even the American title of it. That's the translation of the Spanish title for
all right,
it.
All right.
Apparently the American title is Tad Jones, the Hero Returns.
I did want to ask you, only because it came up in the... I saw you posted about it on Facebook, and it came from the context of Justice League. Crisis on Earth X, this super crossover comic book style, with a throwback to Crisis on Infinite Earth, by the way, back in the day, between Green Arrow and The Flash, and
Supergirl and DC's Legends.
Thank you. Half of which we watched, not Supergirl and Green Arrow, but the other two of which we watched. This was fantastic. This was really, really good.
they did a wonderful job with it. I watch all four of the shows loyally. I'm a big fan. I, of course, got to moderate the panel with some of the stars of those shows, or I should say some of the guest stars of those shows, to be more accurate, at PensaCon last year, although none of those actors have happened to be in this crossover. And, of course, we've got some people from the shows that will be at PensaCon 2018
right.
as well. Maisie Richardson-Sellers, who plays Vixen on Legends of Tomorrow, will be at PensaCon, and Arthur Darvill, who plays Rip Hunter, will be there, and Alex Kingston, who actually plays the mom of the two various canaries, or two of the three canaries that we have now.
Well, I just thought it was great. They got it over in 2 days. It was a lot of fun. I wasn't a big fan of all of the same-sex love scenes that were in it. There's a lot, I thought, but that's because we watch it with our young kids, so I wasn't a super fan of it. But as a story and as acting and as interesting and compelling, it was fantastic. So if anybody missed it, that was really, really good.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to be watching next week?
Well, I want to mention one other thing before we go out, because speaking of compelling acting and best movies of the year, I also, over the course of the week, got to see Lady Bird, which is another movie you're already seeing start to come up in a lot of the critics' awards that are being given out in the, you know, critics groups and things that have all these awards that lead up to the Oscars. Already starting to get a lot of buzz in a lot of those. This is written and directed by Greta Gerwig, who's better known as an actress. You may have seen her in 20th Century Women or Frances Ha, a number of things. But just a really, really, again, compelling movie carried by great performances and a really interesting coming-of-age story with Saoirse Ronan in the lead role and Laurie Metcalf playing her mother. And just fantastic film also, so people need to check that out. That's playing a couple of different theaters. That came out last week up against Coco locally.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
But I got to see it over last weekend, and definitely is absolutely worth checking out as well. Next week, we're kind of in the same situation we're in this week. There's no big wide release movie, so we don't know yet what we're going to be seeing. We're supposed to find out by Tuesday, and as soon as we know, it'll be up on the Facebook group.
Very good. Julio Diaz, a great pleasure to have you on every Friday. Thanks for the time, sir. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you, Andrew.
All right. Traffic on the fives now. Jenna Scott.
Well, we are seeing some slowdowns just before you get to Scenic Highway on Highway 90 from Pace to Scenic Highway on the bridge. So use caution here. The interstate looking good on 10 and 110. Both gates at NAS Pensacola flowing smoothly. If you do come across any problems on the road, you can always give me a call on the traffic hotline. This is all brought to you by Central Credit Union, which is offering a holiday loan now through December 31st. You can borrow up to $5,000 for 60 months. At 6% APR. You can apply today at ccufl.org. Funds insured by NCUA. And I'll have your next traffic update at 8:55. I'm Jenna Scott, News Radio 1620 FM 92.3.
Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Main Street Properties present your Better Neighborhood Idea.
Keep your chilly weather season merry, bright, and fire-free with these safety tips. Schedule a chimney inspection and replace your smoke alarm batteries at least once a year and practice your family escape plan. Never leave the room while you're cooking and keep flammable items away from that heat. Finally, those holiday decorations. Throw out the ones with the exposed wiring and be sure to read the instructions. For more ideas, visit MainStreetProperty.com.
Hi, I'm Audie Street with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Main Street Properties. Getting an agent to help you buy or sell your house is good. Getting an experienced agent is better. Do your research before you hire someone. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. We believe that locally owned businesses like Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Main Street Properties truly have you in mind. With expertise in real estate sales, investments, and rentals, we truly are better to listeners, offering better service with the best agents. Visit MainStreetProperty.com.
Napa know-how.
Screwdrivers are like socks. Somehow the one you need is always missing. Lucky for you, Napa has a 26-piece screwdriver set on sale for just $19.99. Get it to replace lost tools or upgrade your current set for your neighbor to borrow and never return. Again, 26 screwdrivers for just $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/17.
Lars Larson here, inviting you to join the Lars Larson Show, plus local news and traffic, 5 till 8 weekdays on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3.
This is a weekly test of the emergency alert system.
This is where you hear Dave Ramsey.
At 59 years old, I think there's some other things that God's got on this planet for you to pull off yet. I'd just be thinking about, you know, if I could do anything I wanted to do, what would I do? Well, you can do that. Whatever that is, go be one of those.
1 till 4 every afternoon, 7 days a week. News Radio 1620, FM 92.3.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Today's roll call: Hayes, expert 12 on 7. Bala, follow up on that rubber from yesterday. Jimmy, you get the Wookiee.
I'm sorry, did you say the Rookie?
No, the Wookiee.
Stop it.
This is from the Fort Worth Police Department on their Facebook page. They put this video up. We know things have been tough for Chewbacca lately. We hope that you would find a place for him within our department. Did it go well? You decide. It's designed to show you what life is like as a rookie. Get it? Wookie. This has 21,000 shares in the last 2 days on Facebook. This is unbelievable. The first bit, they've got this guy, you know, senior officer, is training Chewbacca in the car. And they've got him in the car, and it's the smallest little moment. But Chewbacca, who's like 9 feet tall, right? He's in the car, and he's got his head up against the ceiling turned sideways because, like, basically think of his ear to the roof of the car because it's way too small for him to be in. And they're getting ready to pull a lady over.
Okay. She didn't come to a complete stop. Let's just give her a warning.
I love having the music in the background. It's fantastic. He walks up to the car.
Aren't you a cute little doggy? I'm sorry, sweetheart. I don't understand a thing you're saying.
She gets scared. The guy. You got to watch it. You have to watch it. 21,000 shares does not lie. 8:52 on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. What else do we have going on? I have a serious observation about a serious topic that I really just don't want to have to make as like kind of the last segment on a Friday. But I feel like I have to do this. I'll tell you, one of the things is we've been talking about all of these crazy allegations that these men have done from, you know, whether it's John Conyers or Al Franken or Russell Simmons or, of course, Matt Lauer has been the big one this week. I still think the Garrison Keillor thing is an overreaction. And by the way, Minnesota Public Radio fans are furious with NPR, not NPR, that's national, but M Minnesota, for basically terminating their relationship with him over the smallest of things, touching a woman's back at some photo op. And if anybody who knows Garrison Keillor, I mean, he is just not this guy. That's why it's so weird that they very preemptively overreacted this way, but we'll see what happens with him. Anyway, all of these stories have so far been focusing on men who abuse women, although Kevin Spacey was men who abuse young men. So men who abuse women, and people have been asking the question, you know, when's there going to be a major woman come forward with this? And there have been lingering allegations about certain women. Mariah Carey is one of them that, you know, hasn't been out in the forefront of all this lately, but there's been some women mentioned. And I just, something clicked in my head yesterday that for whatever reason had not clicked before. And I was reading through the news, as I do every day, prepping the show. And I had come across a story out of Texas, and the story is about some teacher, woman teacher, who fools around with, I just hate these words too much on the radio, but anyway, you know, with a student that she met and is underage, you know, is 16, and, you know, now she's going to jail for it, and rightly so. And it just, like, it kind of clicked with me. In the last couple of months, it seems, every day it seems there's a new story like this. So much so that I gave up caring. You know what I mean? Like, talk about them and then talk about them, and then there's one every day. And it just seems like almost every day, at least a couple times a week, there's some story about some female teacher and some boy student of hers. And that's when it clicked, is we already are hearing stories about women. But that's the story, more commonly, is the woman in power abusing a child, a boy who can't consent, is not old enough, not mature enough to consent. And it's not the same, but it is the same. Right? And there's a difference because the big, popular, well-known men are people that you know, and the teacher's just some strange woman. But that is an abuse of power, too. Is every bit an abuse of power and authority and position, and it is sexual, and it is awful. And so just, you know, I don't know, the nature of the stories that we pay attention to sometimes it gets us blind to other things that are going on, and that's all I wanted to bring up, is it's not that there are no women as abusing authority in a sexual way in the news, it's just not making the big news because these stories are so common that we've almost stopped caring about them. 8:55 on News Radio 1620 and FM 92.3, time now for a UWF Minute with Davis Allen.
This UWF Minute is brought to you by our friends at Pensacola Motorsports. If you're looking for a great new or pre-owned power sport vehicle, check them out today. You can find them at 418 North New Warrington Road. Well, 2 years ago, the Argos were still looking forward to their first season of football. Today, they are one out of eight teams remaining in the Division II playoffs, and they hope to be one of four as they face off against conference foe West Alabama. The Argos' only road loss this season came to the hands of West Alabama when they were defeated 18-35, but that was back in October, and I think we both can agree that this team is simply not the same team as it was then. Led by GSC Freshman of the Year, and perhaps, also, what on earth just happened?
I think I just burped into the microphone. Sorry about that.
Mike Beaudry. Sorry. Led by GSC Freshman of the Year Mike Beaudry, perhaps the top kicker in Division II, Austin Williams, and a defense that is always stellar, the Argos are ready to play. Kickoff for the quarterfinals is scheduled for noon in Livingston, Alabama. I'm Davis Allen. That was your UWF Minute brought to you by Pensacola Motorsports.
Can I just credit Davis with unbelievable composure? Because Dr. Neal just walked in the room, and he's dying. I mean, he has lost it completely. I thought I muffled it, but apparently I failed pretty badly. Sorry about that, Davis.
Okay.
Jenna Scott's got traffic on the fives.
Well, we are seeing some slowdowns on 9 Mile Road just past the interstate entrance, so continue to use caution here. The interstate looking good on 10 and 110 Blue Angel Parkway clear, and if you do come across any other problems on the road, you can always give me a call on the traffic hotline. This all brought to you by the Aviation Maintenance Program at George Stone. It's starting January 8th, and you can visit them online at georgestonecenter.com for that and other available classes. I'll have your next traffic update Monday morning. I'm Jenna Scott, News Radio 1620 FM 92.3.
It's summer vacation, and you've got big plans. But what about your loved ones who are not fully independent? When you need a break, whether it's a vacation or a much-needed breather, the Beacon and Gulf Breeze provide you peace of mind with their respite stay and day stay programs. The Beacon's respite stay program provides mom and dad with personal care, meals, and their own furnished apartment. The Beacon's goal is to maintain as much independence as possible while providing the right amount of help. Experience the difference at the Beacon and Gulf Breeze.
Happy holidays to your family from our family at Cardova Mall.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from E.W. Bullock, reminding you to be safe, don't drink and drive, or text and drive.
Happy holidays to your family from our family at Southern Media.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the law firm of Levin Papantonio, reminding you to be safe, don't drink and drive, or text and drive. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas from all of us at News Radio 1620 FM 92.3.
Hey, 58 News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. All right, first big question, is President Trump or is President Trump not coming next Friday to the Bay Center?
I say he is not.
The only way this makes any sense is if he's coming in the afternoon, and even then it would be a logistical nightmare. The Ice Flyers are supposed to play on Friday. It's one unnamed source in the AP. I'm not a believer. I just don't think it's going to happen, but of course I could be wrong. All right, all day tomorrow we've got football. Let's go with the big ones first. UWF, West Alabama.
UW?
Yes. By how much?
It's going to be a tight one. I'm thinking it's going to be something like last week against West Georgia, 3.
You heard it here first. Remember this, blowout. They're going to win by 20 points. I'll take it. Auburn, Georgia.
I've got the Auburn Tigers.
Go War Eagle. What am I thinking of? Go Auburn. Anyway, Ohio State, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, stay
high. I also have Wisconsin. Clemson, Miami.
Oh, Miami. Clemson.
I think Miami. I mean, they're angry after that last loss. TCU, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma as well. And the Pelican Drop. Is it going to be a big-time fun thing at Wahoo Stadium?
Sure, why not? Family friendly.
It'll be over by 8, but yes, it'll be fun.
News, traffic, weather, and talk. News Radio 1620 and 92.3 FM. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola. It's 9 o'clock.
Senator Bill Nelson wants Santa Rosa County to give up on a new Navarre Pass. A local animal shelter benefits from efforts of some elementary school students. And will the president come to town next week, or won't he? Those stories coming up right after the latest from Fox News.
The president's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, faces